Jeremiah chapter 7. The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Stand in the gate of the Lord's house, and proclaim this word there, and say, Hear the word of the Lord, all you people of Judah, who enter in through these gates to worship the Lord. This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Improve your ways and your actions, and I will let you stay in this place. Do not trust in lying words that claim, This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you truly improve your ways and your actions, if you truly practice justice between each other, if you do not oppress the foreigners, fatherless and widow, or shed innocent blood in this place, and do not follow after other gods to your own peril, then I will allow you to stay in this place, in the land that I gave to your forefathers forever and ever. Look, you trust in lying words that cannot benefit you. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense to Baal, and follow after other gods that you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and claim, We are safe, only to continue doing all these disgusting things? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Look, I myself have seen everything, says the Lord. Go now to my place that was in Shiloh, where I first caused my name to dwell, and discover what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. Now, because you have done all these things, says the Lord, and I spoke to you about it repeatedly, but you did not listen. I called to you, but you did not answer. Therefore, I will do to this house, which is called by my name, that you trust in, the place that I gave to you and to your forefathers, just as I did to Shiloh. I will drive you out of my sight, just as I drove into exile all your relatives, even the entire offspring of Ephraim. Therefore, do not pray for this people, Jeremiah. Do not lift up a cry, pray for them, or make intercession to me, for I will not listen to you. Do you not see what they are doing in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven. They pour out drink offerings to other gods, just so they may provoke me to anger. But are they really provoking me, says the Lord? Are they not really hurting themselves to their own shame? Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, My anger and wrath will be poured out on this place, on human beings, animals, trees of the field, and the fruit of the ground. It will burn and not be extinguished. This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Go right ahead and add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat the meat. For I did not speak to your forefathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt just about burnt offerings or sacrifices. This is what I commanded them. Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Walk completely in the way that I command you, so that it may go well with you. But they did not listen or incline their ears. Instead, they followed the stubborn counsels of their own hearts, and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your forefathers came out of the land of Egypt to this day, I have sent to you my servants the prophets, repeatedly rising early and sending them. Yet they did not listen to me or incline their ears, but stiffened their stubborn necks even worse than their forefathers did. Tell them all these words, but they will not listen to you. Now you will call to them, but they will not answer you. Tell them, This is the nation that has not obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, or accepted correction. Truth has perished. It is banished from their mouths. cut off your hair and throw it away, take up a lamentation on the barren hilltops. For the Lord has rejected and forsaken the generation that has provoked his wrath. The people of Judah have done evil in my sight, says the Lord. They have set up their disgusting idols in the house that is called by my name to defile it. They have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, something I never commanded, nor did such a thing ever enter my mind. Therefore, the days are coming, says the Lord, that it will be no more called Tophet, or the valley of Ben-Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter, for they will bury their dead in Tophet until there is no room left. The dead bodies of this people will be food for the birds of the heavens and for the beasts of the earth, and no one will frighten them away. Then I will bring to an end the sound of joy and gladness of brides and grooms in the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem, for the land will become a wasteland. Jeremiah chapter 7.